Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished our study on the promises of God concerning Israel. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I'm excited about today. We're going to be starting a new study of a book of the Bible in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. Although I've studied several books of the Old Testament with my church, going verse by verse, I've never done this on radio. And today we will start for the first time on radio with an Old Testament book, the book of Daniel. Now, I hope that you will tell others about this study, ask them to listen, and you take notes on these things. Write them down. We have two websites by which you may listen to the programs that you may miss. One is our church website, which is www.centralbaptistocala. That's all one word. CentralBaptistOcala.org. And then we also have another site by which you may listen. It is www.sermonaudio.com, with a right slash after the com, after com, after m, put a right slash immediately there, and then Central Baptist, CentralBaptist, and that'll take you directly to another site that has both Sunday as well as our radio messages listed. And we list those there for you so that you may go back and listen to radio messages that you may have missed or some that you wanted to hear again in order to take notes or to have someone else listen to them. So let me encourage you to do that. And then also let me encourage you to pray for the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. We recently dropped two radio stations for the simple reason, in over a year and a half of broadcasting, we never had one letter, one postcard, or one email from those areas. And when we don't hear from those areas, then we assume that people either aren't listening or the Word of God is not having an effect in those areas. So we ask that if you listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast, that you write us and let us know. Especially if it's been a blessing to your heart and you've learned from this radio broadcast, we don't want it to be taken from you if it's helping to feed you spiritually. And yet, if we don't hear from you and we don't hear from your area, then we have to make consideration of what is the wisest use of the Lord's money. Now understand, we do not get much money into this broadcast. When it does, it goes right back into the broadcast, never pays a salary. But we as a church, Central Baptist Church of Ocala, have taken upon ourselves to spread this radio ministry. Nearly $3,000 a month has been spent to put out the gospel message on radio and internet. And so all we ask is that you write us and let us know that you're listening and let us know that it's a blessing. If you have a Bible question, write us with your Bible question and we will do our best to answer your question. Now our study today begins in Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 1. As we normally do when we start a new book of the Bible, we have a word of prayer. So would you pray with me at this time? Now, dear Father, we pray that the beginning of this study, the book of Daniel, that you'd help me to rightly divide it. I would never want to mislead anyone in any way. I pray, Father, that the proper glory would be given to your name. Thy Holy Spirit would strongly in each message impress on my heart those things I ought to say. Keep me from saying those things I should not say. And may this entire message of this entire book be conveyed as you'd have it to be conveyed to the people who listen on the airwaves and by the internet around the world. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, normally, I like to avoid introductory comments when I begin a study on the book of the Bible. And usually I just jump right in at the first verse and I start teaching. But I'm going to go away from that for the book of Daniel. Daniel is to the Old Testament what the book of Revelation is to the New Testament. I like what the Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible notes here. It points out that the material from every chapter of Daniel is either quoted or alluded to in one form or another in the book of Revelation, with only two chapters of Revelation that does not allude in some form or another to this book of Daniel and what was contained therein. So we see that it's not only something that fits like a hand in glove with the book of Revelation, we see how our wonderful Lord and God preserved his book over hundreds of years and now has made it so that whether you were in the Old Testament era or the New Testament era, we're pointed to the same Christ and we're pointed to the same coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to share some facts about the book of Daniel. This book of Daniel has two natural divisions. Chapters 1 through 6 are historical. For example, in chapter 2, we'll have the image. In chapter 3, we'll have the story of the fiery furnace. In chapter 4, we'll read the story of Nebuchadnezzar's 7 years of lunacy. Chapter 5, we'll have the famous story of the handwriting on the wall. And then in chapter 6, we'll read about Daniel in the lion's den. And so the first 6 chapters are historical. Chapters 7 through 12 are prophetical. Yet, we'll see that the first 6 chapters in some places apply prophetically often to the tribulation. But on the other hand, the last 6 chapters that are prophetic in some cases help us to look back at history. And so we see it's united as one. Now, if one studied this book of Daniel in its original languages, he would find this book was written in two languages, in chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3, and then again in chapter 8, verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 13, they are written in Hebrew, as is the rest of the Old Testament. However, chapter 2, verse 4 through chapter 7, verse 28 are written in Aramaic. Now, things dealing mainly with Jews in this book are in Hebrew, whereas those things that deal mainly with the Gentiles are Aramaic. Now, the modernists have attacked this book of Daniel, saying the prophecies are too minute in detail to have been foretold by anyone, at least ways as much as 500 to 600 years before some of the things happened. And so they try to tell you it was written somewhere around the 1st century. Some have even said the 1st century B.C. because it has predicted the various kingdoms after Babylon that should rise up, the Medo-Persian kingdom, the Grecian kingdom, and then the Roman period. And in the 1st century, the Roman period was already in vogue. But it's true it's actually true. No man can foretell in such detail the historical future. However, God the Holy Spirit is not a fallible man. He is Almighty God, and He knows the end from the beginning. God lives in the eternal now. You say, what do you mean by the eternal now? The eternal now is this. God sees just as clearly today as He sees 1 billion years from now, and He sees 1 billion years from now just as clearly as He sees today. And our God is omniscient as well as omnipotent. Now, for the Christian, the argument ought to end with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, when He said in Matthew 24:15 and again in Mark 13:14, that when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, and let him that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Now, you say, what does that have to do with anything? Well, Jesus referred to Daniel not as a scribe, not as a historian, but rather as Daniel the prophet. For the Christ-denying worldling, who especially denies that we have the perfect Word of God preserved word for word. By the way, if someone does not believe in the preservation of the Word of God, then that person is not a fundamental Bible believer. They are a moderate at best. Now, there are those who just don't hold to the verbal and plenary inspiration of the Scriptures. And they don't hold to its preservation. And so they need some other kind of proof. Well, there are the Dead Sea Scrolls, whose inventory includes the book of Daniel. And it thereby proved the earlier date of the writing of the prophecy. Now, let me also add this. I don't think that the Dead Sea Scrolls provide us with the best manuscripts. I just don't think that they are. I think that there are some problems there with them. However, they've done us a service in showing that Daniel indeed had been written. And these copies of Daniel that were found just come to verify the truth of having an earlier writing than what these moderates and liberals try to tell us. Now, there are several things I want you to notice about the contents of the book of Daniel. It is prophetical. It's interesting to me that Dr. H.A. Ironside, who preached in the first half of the last century, in his introduction to the book of Daniel, had this to say. He says that a second edition of this little book is cause for unfeigned thankfulness to God, who, I trust, has been pleased to use it in some measure to quicken the faith of His beloved people and to arouse a deeper interest in the study of the prophetic word. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.